Our next piece is a big romantic horn concerto by the British composer Ruth Gipps, who lived from 1921 to 1999. When she first came to public attention at the end of the Second World War, Ruth Gipps was known as a performer who was also a composer. She appeared with the City of Birmingham Orchestra as soloist in Glazunov's first piano concerto in 1945. In the same concert, she played professionally as oboist in the orchestra in the first performance of her own first symphony. She studied piano with the great Tobias Matthay and oboe with Leon Goossens. Malcolm Sargent asked her to play the English horn in Sibelius's The Swan of Tuonela. She won a Cobbett Prize when she was 21 and had an orchestral tone poem played on the last night of the 1942 Promenade concerts. By the time she was 24, her second symphony had been performed. But her future career did not really reflect the promise of this start. She wrote 5 symphonies, concertos, choral and chamber works, but her basically traditional idiom was unfashionable in the later 1950s and 1960s when serialism was all the rage, and the career makers at the BBC were not interested in her style of music. By the time she was 33, her right hand, injured in a bicycle accident when she was 12, completely gave way, and she decided to concentrate on being a conductor. She did this and taught and continued to compose throughout a long career. The Horn Concerto, Opus 58, is in 3 movements. We'll hear a stunning performance of it with David Priott, horn, and the London Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Nicholas Braithwaite.
Thank you.